I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Small game seasons are still underway in West Virginia and offer great opportunities to get out into the field and enjoy the state's outdoors at this time of year. We'll talk about some of those coming up in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Chris Ryan at DNR tells us now is no time to just be sitting around the house and waiting on spring.
For some of them are more unique species and a chance to take kids out. This is a great time to be out rabbit hunting, especially, and a lot of guys also like to go grouse hunting now. This is the most popular time of the year to go out grouse hunting with your dog.
Now, as he said, rabbits are still around, although not nearly as abundant as they once were in West Virginia.
West Virginia has definitely lost an extraordinary amount of agricultural land and farmland that was a great habitat for rabbits, especially. They need that early successional type of habitat, and that farmland habitat is what they thrive in. And so we've lost that over the decades. Our rabbit population has gone down and now stabilized. But there's plenty of opportunity for guys with beagles to go out and find a rabbit for the dog to run. And also, if you don't even have a dog, to go out and jump shoot one.
And that same problem has been hard on West Virginia's rough grouse as well.
The primary thing to look for when you're looking for grouse are those places that you mentioned where timber cutting has occurred and that early successional habitat. We have a grouse monitoring site up on Cheat Mountain, and the population up there where there's been habitat manipulation has been very good throughout the years, and it was extremely good this summer also. So if I was going out grouse hunting, the main thing I'd do is look for those areas that have been cut approximately 10 years ago.
Another way to spend time afield is growing in popularity, and it may be one of the biggest outdoor challenges we have.
A lot of guys right now really like to go out and coyote hunt. This is one of the times when you can hunt with an artificial light at night from January the 1st through the July 31st, and a lot of guys are taking the opportunity to go out and try something different and really have a good time.
Now, you don't just show up with a light expecting you're going to shoot a coyote every time, but there are ample opportunities.
I mean, it takes some skill and some planning and a little bit of know-how of what you're doing, but it's one of those great opportunities where, you can go out and it's, a lot of people will give you opportunities to, go out and have the chance to harvest a coyote.
And finally, coon hunting still going on as well.
Raccoon hunting is still underway through, I think, February 28th. And a lot of guys throughout the state still like to go out and run their dogs and chase some coons.
Pick an activity and get busy enjoying our wonderful natural resources here in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.